your will of having a free independence.
Because one of the things I think you were indicating earlier is that without an institution, you can only have formal stability and semantic excess. And that the basis of semantic stability may be an institution.
Yes, but it's a more general question. I think that, for example, if I take as a cartoon by Skiba,
isn't the prison, I don't know, somehow, before you talked about in Teresa's autobiography, the paternal order, her father's order, the book commenced with that. Isn't that sort of a structure, in the same sense that the prison is here?
Not exactly, because for Teresa, the Adelaide was...
I was trying to relate
the question of symbolism. But as an institution, or the privilege of an institution, is this connection, determination of a signifier with a stable meaning. If you suppress the institution, which may be a very strong political or religious institution, but it's also a social institution, this connection is broken. And there is an autonomy of each part of the same world. And it was the question I just evoked. The role of an institution for keeping the language as a stable system. Otherwise, there is this dissemination of sounds and meanings. And I think in this case, that there was effectively, with this kind of this mystical language, something which appeared immediately dangerous to the authority, to the ecclesiastical authorities. And their sometimes violent reaction was the way of keeping the institutional law. It was not a random and surprising reaction. And maybe we will see a little more the next time this question of the political impact of this kind of poetic conception. I think, for example, there is another comparable case with Rimbaud. After the Commune, Rimbaud, very invested in the anarchist movement, created a poem without political content, which is very surprising. But the form of this poem is something which is fundamentally breaking the usual use of the language by the poor bourgeois people. It's the formality of a revolutionary conception of the language. Another level for the same question. And this, the plurality of the levels for a political question is something which is very interesting.
I mean, the other obvious analog is contemporary post-structural theory in relation to the academic institution.
Yes,
naturally. And also the issue of whether some other kind of institutional arrangement to be generated.
Yes, but the structuralism was also a very powerful institution with many great institutions and struggle between institutions. For example, I don't know, in France, the École des Hautes Études against the University of Paris, to like the struggles between the Duke of Orleans and the Duke of Bourgogne in the 16th or 17th century. But my point would be, what what may be the political interpretation of a poem? Or is there possible to find something like that? And in this perspective, it's also very interesting to see how there was a recuperation of the poem by the institution. For example, Juan de la Cruz, taking as a point of departure the comment of the poem. Okay, but if you have some suggestion for the next meeting concerning the interpretation of the poem or